From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson, reading Bitter Recoil by Stephen F. Havel. Now, let's begin with Bitter Recoil. Chapter 1. I stopped at the top of the saddleback and looked down through the pines. The campgrounds were still a mile below me, hidden behind the fat swell of Steamboat Rock. I took a deep breath, found a big granite boulder, and sat down. This walking was worse medicine than pills or needles. Walk, the damned doctors had said. Walk. I hated walking. That's what cars are for. Or elevators. Nevertheless, the heart surgeon had convinced me that if I walked, gave up smoking, and shed my considerable girth, I might live a couple more years. I fumbled in my shirt pocket and pulled out a cigarette. Hell, I was walking. That was one out of three. From where I sat, I could see all the way down to Cedro Valley. The sky was a blank, merciless blue, and the sun beat down on my back, roasting right through my shirt. It burned out the kinks. I had walked up a trail from the Steamboat Rock campground and had worked my way through the thick ponderosa pines for almost 2 miles. At first, the notion of a hike had seemed like a pleasant idea. I had a long afternoon to kill before I tried cooking supper over the little gas grill stowed in the back of my blazer. After the first 10 minutes, the hike had been nothing but sweaty, grinding work. And the smoky bear signs down along the highway hadn't been joking. The mountain was dry. The needles under my feet crackled like little shards of glass, and I probably shouldn't have even thought about a cigarette.